From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, said today that they've seized the last remaining areas of Raqqa from Islamic State militants. A spokesman for the SDF, which is made up of Kurdish and Arab militias, told reporters the fighting in Raqqa is over. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights also announced that Raqqa had been liberated. SDF fighters stormed a stadium that had been the last IS base in the city after capturing a hospital that also served as a command center. The offensive to oust the militants from Raqqa began in June and was backed by airstrikes and other support from a U.S.-led coalition. Meanwhile, Iraqi government forces swept into the Kurdish-held city of Kirkuk on Monday, capturing the governor's office, key military sites, and an oil field. In a lightning-fast strike, Baghdad's U.S.-trained troops entered the northern city and, on orders from the Iraqi prime minister, raised the flag in place of the Kurdish banners. The move came less than a day after launching the operation in response to last month's Kurdish vote for independence that Baghdad has declared illegal. Baghdad has described the advance as largely unopposed. More than 20 people are dead and dozens more wounded in a terrorist attack on a police training center in eastern Afghanistan today. Officials say the attack began when a suicide bomber detonated a car filled with explosives near the training center in Gardez, the capital of Paktika province. After the explosion, a group of gunmen stormed the center. Taliban has claimed responsibility. This is VOA.